Yo.
Uh-huh.
Check it.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen. Listeners from all around the world.
All around the world.
We are the Uncelebs.
The Uncelebs.
Alright, thank you for joining us this early afternoon. You can hear my voice.
Got that morning on.
I got yesterday on my voice.
There's the last night's phlegm and shit. I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Happy Bean, aka Nostalgia.
This is Steffi, Nomadic Goddess.
This is Dre on motherfucking drums.
All right, and we have our second interview of the year.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Who is it, Sean? Who is it?
I can't wait to do this interview. You know what I'm saying? Long waited.
Let's go, me.
I did this a year and a half ago, so I had to switch it up a little bit.
Oh, right. Shit. Me.
Updated right. 2020.
I'm excited. All right, here we go. Our guest today, I can honestly say, is the most consistent, hardworking artist I've ever seen. With the ability to convey witty wordplay and rapid fire style flow enables her to stand out from all of her peers. Daily freestyles on legendary tracks like Juvenile's Huh and Diddy's and Black Rob Let's Get It allows her to showcase her lyrical ability to its full potential. Now, tracks such as The 27 Club helps give the listener a visual on her daily personal struggles as an artist. To sum this all up, with her famous motto, if Missy Elliott and Busta had a child, you have schizo. Ladies and gentlemen, the Uncelebs podcast proudly welcomes Who is Schizo?
Hey! That's amazing!
Thank you. I had to, you know.
Tearing up. Sean, you do all of the intros for the guests I'll be doing the research, man.
I'll be paying attention, man.
Okay. It's all personal. Word. You got them welling up intro. It's perfect, wow. Man. It's perfect.
Well, welcome. Welcome, Schizo. Glad for you to be on the podcast.
Thanks,
man.
For having me.
Definitely. All right, now let's take it back.
Okay.
Let's go back. I'm not going to say the year because it's going to make it seem like I'm old and shit.
You're a geezer.
So let's say, like, what, 2004?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, me and Schizo, we all went to Boys and Girls High School together.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, man, the worst school.
I had a good time. Only thing I know about Boys and Girls is their auditorium. That's it.
Oh, yeah, the auditorium is something else, man.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, we just showed that age, yeah. 2004.
What, and that was the name of the school?
Boys and Girls High School.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Still is, right?
Yeah. I heard of boys' schools and girls' schools.
Never no, been. It's boys and girls.
Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't that like most
that
schools?
That summed it out.
Yeah.
It's like, called boys
and girls.
It's like, yeah, I went to Pretty Balanced High School.
Oh, okay, man. But, So, like, break it down for us. Like, what kind of, like, inspired you to start rapping? Because I'm not sure, like, what year did you start, like, writing? And
okay. So, basically, I started writing as a young child. Okay. I was, like, 9. So, I was doing, like, poetry first. You know, writing in journals and things like that. And then, I mean, I kind of stopped. Mm-hmm. But a funny story was when I was, like, 20. I don't know if you know Jerry West.
Yeah, Jerry West. Okay.
So I was in the studio with him, but I was just in the studio. I was just there to hang out.
Right.
And he was recording, and then one time he was just like, "Hey, you got the next verse?" Yeah. Damn. Like, that's how it happened. Damn. And I was like, "All right."
He just threw you in the fire.
Yeah, like, I've rapped in front of the class, like, at a young age, like as a project, or you know how you make beats on the table in middle school and stuff. Like, that was me. I was like the beat making and stuff, but I wasn't really like, you know, I knew I had it in me, but yeah. So actually, when I did that first verse, that's when I started rapping.
What's up?
Yeah.
Like, that was actually documented. Yeah. Your first, you still got that song?
The, That's why. Look,
you gotta grow. I got a whole mixtape on Dat Piff from high school.
See?
And then no one will ever find it. I'll never let you
they
know.
They don't find mine either.
Right?
They ain't gonna find mine either.
But that's dope that you was actually in the studio with Jerry, because like Jerry West is like pretty like high profile name.
Battle rap.
You know,
now,
community.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's good. He pretty much like got you your start.
Right.
Threw you in there. That's dope.
Yeah. But what made me start was like, I had a traumatic experience and at a younger age, and it caused me to like live with my dad, so I couldn't live with my mom anymore. So being that I couldn't speak to her and stuff, like that's what made me like start writing, because I just looked at things differently from then on.
I mean, if you don't mind me, like
it was an abusive situation.
Okay.
So like, you know, child services got called. Wow. And everybody in the house under 18 got taken away.
Would you say that you started writing to express exactly what you couldn't say?
Absolutely. Yeah. It definitely helped me throughout the years.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Music is very therapeutic to me.
Right. And what, like, as far as like schizo, so what, how did that name like come about?
That's funny. Okay. So
I want to know.
No, I'm not schizophrenic.
No.
People use a schizo. Like that's what I get. But it's a play on my first name. So, well, not my first name, but somebody gave me the name Skittles.
I remember that. Yeah.
Right. So
you said all.
Yeah. Like,
obviously, it was like because of my orientation, and also it was because of the way I dressed. So, I knew, you know, moving on as a rapper, no one was gonna take that serious. So. Like, you know, you look at me, I'm short, I'm little. You already not going to take me serious. Indeed. Especially in my line of work. So, yeah, so I knew, like, I'm like, no, I have to, you know, use a name where it's going to catch people's attention. Mm-hmm. But also not upset people who actually have a mental illness. So,
Right. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a helper out for them. It's like, it kind of gets them inspired with that name. It's like, you know, you have people that's like schizophrenic.
Right, exactly.
But I could definitely tell by the way your rhymes is very like diverse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very versatile and like.
Thank you.
From, you know. now as far as like your tracks and things of that nature, like like my favorite track that you did was the 27 Club.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a first.
Right, because
thank you.
No problem, because like when I listen to it, like I said, it just helps create a visual of like what's going on. You know? Like it gets deeper as in your personal life.
Right.
You know, not a lot of artists can do that. In rhymes, you know, they rap about the same shit. All
that's
the time,
a fact.
You know,
I just basically say what's going on in my head.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Good. That's great, man. That's like. Being like the epitome of an artist.
Yeah.
You know, you get to like express yourself.
And that's the thing, and I don't care. That's also
unapologetic.
That's the best part.
That's also what it is as well. Like, I know I'm sure people or other artists think of things and they be like, nah, I ain't gonna say that. Not me.
They're scared. What I notice about certain artists, no matter what the medium is, you have to kind of put yourself in a certain space to get your complete self out there.
Right.
Like, do you feel like you have to do that, or is it just there?
No, it's just there. Like, I've been open and honest from the jump, so it's really, it doesn't change anything in the music.
See, I like that. Because people like me, we have to, like, there's the... and then there's the... I like how people are different. That's all.
I appreciate that.
Right, so, like, as far as, like, because I know being, you know, a woman who is a rapper, I know sometimes there's a lot of obstacles that...
Absolutely.
That have to overcome. Like, what are some of the other obstacles that you have to you had to go through as an artist?
You know, being a woman in general, you know, being a lesbian, that's hard. You got to constantly prove yourself, and that's just in everyday life. So in music, you got to come harder because, again, no one is really going to take you serious. So,
true.
Or they put you in that LGBT category.
Mm-hmm.
when I'm a rapper, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah, I am right. a LGBT rapper, mm-hmm. but I'm a rapper. Like, you don't have you to just, right.
Yeah. Typecast you and put you in a box.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it shouldn't have to be classified. Like, it shouldn't be a label if you, you know, yeah, if you're rapping. Right. Just putting out good music.
What surprised me was I have more male fans than...
Really?
Female. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't surprise me.
No,
it really doesn't surprise me. Like, the type of music that you make, mm-hmm. you know, it's like you seem like a rapper's rapper, you know? Like, so a lot of other people, like a lot of people who actually do pick apart the craft and analyze it, mm-hmm. they can respect you on another level. It's not, you know, just whatever mainstream, right. you know, just bop along, you know.
Okay.
Not saying that girls only like mainstream.
Yeah, right. I can dig it.
Right. It's weird because, right, your music, I feel like it just speaks to everyone, you know. So
I try.
Nah, you do it. You do it.
Thank you.
It's one, like, and you could break it down, like, this trip. Like, when you went to New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
you did the
I just
Juvenile.
Came from there again.
Oh, you again? Okay, yeah, all right. Yeah. This is, like, your second home in a way.
You know what? Like, I don't know what it is about New Orleans, but I just feel connected. Mm. I don't know. It's like, that was my third time. But, yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, the people, the food, you know? But I like food. So. But, yeah.
That's dope, yeah, because I seen the Juvenile High freestyle. I was like, yeah, that shit, yo, you look like you had mad fun.
I did. I had to do my research, though.
Yeah.
Just with that. In general, that verse, because, you know, I'm not from there, and I like the area, and I like visiting there, but, you know, I had to get into, you know, their slang, and what they're known for, and the foods, and, you know.
Do it right.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So.
That's good. Yeah. Like, you really definitely did that beat justice. I hear other people who freestyle to it, and it's like, but with yours, it's like you had like a perfect New York and like New Orleans blend, because like you kind of like did a wordplay off of like the chorus and all that. Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem. What else? As far as the your first time performing, like what were your thoughts when you were performing for the first time on stage in front of people? Like, were you nervous?
I was incredibly nervous. I still get nervous. But my very first time, I was by myself. So I felt good. So I was like, all right. Then they hyped me up. So I was like,
you know? It's like Summer Walker with the strippers.
Exactly. Like,
about to spirit bomb these motherfuckers.
But, yeah, I mean, I still get the jitters. I'm still growing into liking performing. Like, I think it's cool. I want people more to just hear my music, but of course they're going to want to see me in person and stuff.
Yeah.
Which, I'm not a bad performer, but it's just, I'm still, like...
Getting used to getting stared at. Like, you're here to see me, like...
Yeah.
Right. Even though, like, I know you've been doing it a while, but you're still considered like a new artist.
Yeah, definitely.
Just because of your style and like your way of rap. That's cool. Like, so how's like you and you? Because I know you had it was a DJ like Five Star, right?
DJ Mary Mack.
Mary Mack, so
I first performed with her at Urban Plaza. It was the Out Music Awards. Yeah, I performed for like 30 seconds, so that was like, when I got to the stage, I was just like, getting off the stage part, I like that part, but getting on the stage, I'm like, you know.
Did it feel like 30 seconds? Because sometimes,
It didn't. When I looked in the crowd, it was like, I was like, all right. Best 30 seconds of my life.
It's a start. It's a start, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Back.
The regular.
I try to look over people's heads.
Stare into one specific person.
Unless somebody's really like, you know? Because I get those too, I performed at a college, and like most of them was like,
high as shit. High as shit, lost in you.
Yeah.
Like, bro.
Amazing.
I commend you. I don't know what I would do. Because any other time, I'll, like, because I dance. So, like.
Okay.
Yeah, but I haven't actually performed in a minute. So, like, but anytime I perform, mm-hmm. it's dark. I don't see no. I see heads and silhouettes. Good. It's just dark, though. So I can just. And then I'm like, oh my God, you were so amazing. I was like, I didn't see you.
Yeah.
I was like,
you got a front.
I don't want to see you.
You're gonna be like, yeah, I saw you in the corner.
Me. If they do something extra, like yes, you go. I know you was over there. Mm. That was it. But I can't actually see you, and that's good for me.
Even when I record, though, I like it dark. Yeah. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to see my engineer like. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
<Mm-mm>. What kind of engineer is that? Right. Engineer.
No, like, he's the best.
Like, bro, what you doing?
Yeah, how was that verse? He's like.
Nah, he's the best.
Oh my goodness.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So any future projects that we can expect?
Actually, I'm working on my first self-titled project. So mm-hmm. not my first, what am I saying? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Self-titled.
So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That should be out, I'm gonna say like April-ish.
Nice.
I have a single coming out soon, but I'm not sure which one. It's hard. Like, and then I just got like a major feature for me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you guys ever seen The Four, but it's a girl called a woman named Shireya J, and she used to work with Missy back in the day.
Oh, but okay.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Oh my God.
So we're gonna do a song together for my project. Nice. So, yeah.
What's up?
I'm gonna look out for that one.
Yeah, I'm excited. So that might be the first singer. You know. If she on board, then that's probably the first singer.
You know, just ring a couple of bells real quick.
Yeah. From seeing him on like Instagram and stuff and just like his energy, I would actually like to work with ASAP Ferg.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right, he's local.
I can totally. Yo, reachable. He's real local, though.
Yeah, he'd be around. And like almost.
He'd be outside.
So listening.
Concert in New York, yo, Ferg. Just pop
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
We could set that up.
Whoever edits this video, hey, yo, Ferg. Right. Like, bro, every concert I went to last year in New York, you was there. Why? Like, where you at? I know you still over here.
Like, tell Ferg, I said, get out the floor seats for a second. Let me talk to
you. Word.
Facts.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Because I always, whenever I hear, not to typecast you, but it's like, every time I hear Timbaland beat,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like, damn, yes, gets over, like, wreck this shit right now.
Flame it.
Yeah, like, every time.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I can see that.
This is how I find the beats for me, mm-hmm. honestly, especially in this day and age. Everything is trap,
mm-hmm.
or, okay. you know, it's very hard.
See, I'm just like that. Like, all right, you know, okay. I haven't, you know, released stuff in a while.
Why?
Coming soon.
No.
Thank you. No, grill him.
No. It's warranted, completely warranted. But either way, yo, I hate that. Like, you look on YouTube and you go type beats
for
or whatever.
For hours,
and it's just like, Gunna type beats, and
yeah.
Lil Peep, and you know all
but
of these
you know
trap things. So it's like it's really hard finding somebody that's unique.
Right.
They usually, when it's a type beat, they find a specific song mm-hmm. and it sounds like that specific
yeah.
song from that artist. They just did a little something different with it. But
you yeah. know what's been helping? I type in JID type mm-hmm. beats.
Yep.
And I find a lot of shit. Yeah. So you might. Yeah. You might be hearing a lot of those type of beats.
That's the thing. It's like when it's about the type of artist that you search
yeah.
for. You know, if you search JID or mm-hmm. Mick Jenkins or mm-hmm. Saba, you're going to get different kind of stuff.
Right.
You're not going to get anything like, you know, trap.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from, you know, some of the different JID stuff. Because
right.
he hop on anything, really.
Yeah,
almost.
He really is dope.
So... Who would just say, who, do you have a top five artist? Favorite, not best?
No.
All
the
people.
It's just those two. Rushmore, no.
It's just Missy and,
no.
Missy and Busta? Not even them.
That's
two.
A hard question because I like a lot of different people
mm-hmm.
and a lot of different lanes. So when people ask me this question, now I'm like how I was saying like before. It's hard.
All right, so just throw out a bunch of your favorites.
Who I'm listening to?
Like anyone like current right
who
now.
Who do you like right now? Right now.
What time is it right now? Right. .com.
See, but this is the thing. Like, if you look, I listen to a lot of old stuff.
But
it's like
same with us.
Mixed up. Right. So, I like Travis Scott.
Okay.
Who else? I like Stormzy.
Okay.
Oh, yo. I didn't know anything about Stormzy until this beef with, what's his name? What's this other British dude name?
I don't know, but I got it on my phone. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yo. Disgusting.
Yeah. I like Burna Boy.
Burna Boy, okay.
Yeah.
That's what is crazy.
The baby is on my phone.
The baby.
Yeah.
The baby.
Summer Walker, you know, it's all around. Luther Vandross, you see what I'm saying? It's all over the place.
That's the both world.
It's
you know?
All over the place.
I mean, like, that's Luther though.
I like Danny Lay too.
Who?
See?
No, I didn't hear it.
Danny Lay.
Oh no.
No. Oh, yeah. Little baby. All right, that's right.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't watch Love and Hip Hop. But
go ahead.
On Instagram, you know how they be like, you're about to watch whatever clip. Anyway,
yeah.
This girl, Jeniski, I do like.
Oh, okay. I've heard of her.
I like her personality. And then some of the songs I was hearing on her page, I was like, I fucks with this.
Okay.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's dope.
It's all over the place, like I said. Of course, I got ASAP Rocky, ASAP Ferg on here. It's all over the place. Paul McCartney, you see?
It's all over the place.
It's good. You know, you don't want to limit yourself. Like, music is too broad.
Right,
just
yeah.
Limit,
like, oh, I got some Beethoven in here.
Okay.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, okay. Dave Brubeck, Take 5.
Yeah, of course, you gotta have that.
I got that's Soho
a,
Music
That's
hot.
A classic, though. Like, I just watched a 10-minute documentary on Take 5.
See
like,
what I'm saying?
It's a big song.
You'll be surprised. It's really all over the place. I got Tego Calderon. You see?
Okay.
All right.
A little reggaeton in there.
Wu-Tang, Jill Scott, Lil' Kim, of course.
Yeah.
I love her. Who else? Who else in here? Yeah, that's good.
So what do you think about the new, I guess the...
Get out. Sorry,
yeah, the new New York sound now. Like, you hear like the Pop Smokes and the Fabio Forens and the, you know, Chef G's.
I went to middle school with him. I think we went to high school with him, too.
Who?
Fabio.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
To be honest, yeah, you didn't know that. To be honest with you, I've always been on that wave since about 2012.
Okay.
I like grime music. I like UK trap beats. You know, I like it honestly. You might hear some of that too. you know, but in my style, but I mean, I like it. I hit it in the club. It get people hype.
Get lit.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of put you in the mood, yeah.
Time
yeah,
and place
it
for
does.
Everything.
Exactly. I feel like that's a time and place type of
yeah,
music.
Yeah,
so.
Do you feel like it's like starting to become repetitive?
Yes.
Like, okay. Yeah.
Like anything else, like trap. When Well, trap's still out, but... As soon as trap got popping, it's like everybody
did the same
exactly.
So. Started copying whoever the most popular guy was.
So it's
going to
be something
the most
next.
Popular song,
you know.
Was.
Yeah.
This is good for now. I like it because I've always liked it. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, we'll see what's next.
Cool. I guess they call it like Brooklyn Drill.
Now, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn
yeah.
Drill. That's what.
Yeah.
But that's really
yeah.
all
but
that.
It's just yeah, like grime. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's Brooklyn. Okay. Okay. Any other questions? Oh, right. Oh. Sorry, you perform a
song. I am.
Yes.
Yes. I was getting right to that.
Yeah.
yeah. February 15th, that's a Saturday at Pianos. I'll be performing.
Nice.
So get your tickets. Link in my bio.
No doubt. Definitely.
Yeah.
Pianos is a pretty good spot. Yeah.
I've never been.
Never performed. Okay.
But that was actually one of my goals this year. And I made it happen. So
what's up?
Okay.
What's up? If you guys go, definitely go check it out, man. good stuff. You know?
Mm-hmm. Come watch me live.
Don't be that guy.
You don't get to see this all the time.
Don't be that guy in the crowd going. I mean, if you pay like $20, then yeah. Like,
yeah. Oh, man. I'm going to hold a sign up that looks like a guy with that face. And he's not going to move. He's not going to blink.
For about 20 minutes.
He's not going to move or blink or nothing.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. I know you're still doing the freestyles. Like, the last freestyle I heard from you was the... I know the original was like the Trillville, some cut. It's the...
Oh, no. That's... Everybody confuses that song. Right, that's... Yes, yeah, that's exactly. That's what's his name? Damn.
Russ.
Russ. Okay. Russ and Bia.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Best on Earth. So I just on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Erected.
Thank you. Thank you. No
problem. I was like, I always hear it, but I was like, I don't know. I know the original.
Yeah, they took. Yeah. That's what it was. But cool. I heard the song on Rihanna's page. So if I saw that, if Rihanna liked it, I'll do it.
Yeah, how do you feel about Rihanna not coming out with an album? I got to hear your opinion on
honestly,
this.
Honestly, you know, we go through things as artists. Sometimes we want breaks. Sometimes we want to rebrand. Sometimes we just need a break. So, I mean, if she want to hold on to her music, she has every right to. But I'm sure, you know. She's making money other places.
Yeah, she just got announced as the
so what could we really do to be like, give me them songs, like nothing.
As fans, it's like we put these artists as a high expectation. Yeah. Like we always want you to like constantly work. But as you're right,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, no pun intended.
Wow. You say no pun intended, but
just work.
As a fan of Rihanna, it's like. We love Anti. Mm-hmm. We're still bumping Anti. Yeah. Girl, where's the music?
Yeah.
We love Fenty Beauty. We love Savage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Of everything you do. Just
take my money. So, like, yes, we respect you. We want you to rest. We want you to do what you want to do. We want you to be the artist all you can be.
Mm-hmm.
But take my motherfucking money. So please.
I need to dance in the club. I need a reason to go back to the club.
Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
But I don't like people badgering her like that.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, that's. I think that's what's getting her tight. Like, I'm like, all right, relax. It's coming.
But didn't she say she was going
she
to drop
it? She said she was dropping it last year. That's why people's getting irate
she
now.
She did?
Good word.
Yes.
She said it
she
out
said,
her mouth?
She said it's coming in 2019.
Because I didn't see that.
If I find it, okay, I will send
I'm
it
like,
to you.
I said, I think other people were saying that, and she probably, like, hyped it a
I heard
bit,
it from more
but,
than one person.
Okay.
So it's like... I'm like, okay, she said it in 2019. All right, 2019. She came out with a fashion show. I'm like, bro, this ain't no album.
Wait, come she on. Might surprise you. You never know.
I'm waiting on it, though.
Ain't her birthday coming up? See? She might.
Oh, yeah, Pisces season. Yeah. Oh, shit. That's what we're going to name it, Pisces season.
Imagine.
Oh, yeah.
You got any Pisces in here?
No.
Okay.
Okay. People hate my sign.
Okay. What is your experience with Pisces?
Talk about
I'll
it.
I'll take a drink. That's now a drink. Actually, that's a drink. I wish it was whiskey in here, actually, now. Very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Moody.
That's a dysfunctional
person. Yes. No, yes. It's, I haven't had any good experiences.
Do you feel that they're too clingy?
Very opposite.
Yeah. I feel like they want you when they want you.
Yeah. No, that's... That could be either a good or a bad thing.
So then you can, like, be totally over them. And it's like, I want to see you. I love you. And it's like, wait. What happened?
You just hated me 30 seconds ago.
We just wasn't speaking. Yeah. Now you're like, you want to be my girlfriend? No. Leave me alone.
Yeah, do you feel like they live in like a... No. Do you feel like they live in like a fairy tale? Like
yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like they want like, the
that.
Utmost.
Yeah.
And you'll burn yourself out.
Right. But you got to give that to get that. So.
Damn, has everybody on this... Well, besides me, has everybody on this podcast been... Burned by some damn Pisces?
Yes.
God damn.
But you know what? I've been burned the most. Pause. By Aquarius.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Just happened.
Damn.
So I'm single.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, congrats. You have to get out of that, you know.
I'm sorry for my fellow Aquarius.
Yeah. My sister, my favorite sister, she's an Aquarius.
Okay, I'm
an Aquarius. My sister's a Pisces, and my brother was a Pisces.
I've dated like five of them, and it was like all the same thing.
Five Aquariuses.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, no more.
Tell me about it. What happened?
Yeah, like what?
No.
What? No.
It's still cordial.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, right. No.
So that's an off mic conversation.
Yeah. Not be good, but.
And what's your sign?
Guess. I'm going to give you a clue.
Okay.
Everyone hates me.
Everyone hates you?
Scorpio?
No. Wow.
A Taurus?
No.
You just said you weren't a Pisces, so that can't be true.
Okay, they hate us and they call us bipolar.
A Gemini?
Ta-da!
Oh. See? No, my girl, she's a Gemini. She's cool.
I don't hate Gemini.
Yeah, I don't like Gemini's. I don't
know. But you're a Libra. You're gonna mess with the Gemini.
Yeah. Oh, the balance, you know.
Yeah.
Gotta have my balance.
We're all air signs. Yeah. Exactly. We're all air signs. That's why. Like, there's a lot of people who don't, they get the other side of the Gemini.
Yeah,
one of my best friends is a Gemini, and she gave everybody a stank face.
But you know what? To be honest with you, I'm real like calm, laid back, and people don't expect that. Like, I'm really laid back. So when people started saying things, my mom's a Gemini, so I see both sides of three sides, four sides, whatever. I see it, and then I dated a Gemini, and then that's when I realized like. Yeah, I see why people hate us. Like,
damn,
like, you batshit crazy.
But I can't picture you like, it's the opposite for me. I can't picture you like flipping out on somebody.
But it has to get to that point. Yeah. Like, it takes a lot to get me personally to that point.
Okay.
But have I ever gotten crazy? Yes.
Her name is 100%.
Like, don't sleep. Exactly. Like, don't sleep.
Don't let me give you the reason I earned this name.
But what I've learned from Geminis is like, once they get into that mode where they have to like, you know, go on a rant and they feel emotional, you know, like, you know, emotional about something. And Patrick, you just got to let them do it. You know, just let them be.
Let me get my thoughts out. Let me say whatever I need to say. And then after that, we're probably going to be good.
I think that's all air signs.
Yeah.
But let me do it, though. You ain't going to sit there and say, I don't want to talk now. Or, let me think about this.
No, you're going to hear this bullshit that I got to say.
No. I'm going to say it. All right. And then after that, then you do what you want to do with that information. That's it.
It was like, as soon as I shut up, give me 5 minutes and I'm cool.
Yeah, that's it. Yo, you got
to... But let me get to that point where I'm going to shut up.
Like, if I keep talking, my voice is just going to keep getting high.
Oh, no. No, that's my problem.
Because I think with air signs...
I used to hate my voice.
With air signs, we don't really get to express how we really feel. So when we do have the time to do it, it's like, all right, just... Let me do it. And, you know, I'm back.
But I've worked hard with communication and stuff. So, like, I go to therapy. So,
I need that shit.
Communication is everything. It's really important. I don't want to say, communication is key. Because, you know, that sounds...
cliche.
But yeah, exactly. But it's really true.
No,
like,
it really is, though.
It's true.
95% of the relationship.
Exactly. Yeah. As long as y'all on the same page, then y'all good.
Everything
but if you don't know what's going on in my head, and I don't know what's going on in yours, then
like
it's
even if
be
y'all not
problems.
On the same page, as long as you know what my page say and I know what your page say, it's still communication. Like, I know where you at. Do you know where I'm at? All right, cool. I will meet you over here.
Yeah.
And you know what they say, man? Happy wife, happy life.
Nah, that's a fact. It's a whole fact.
Happy spouse, happy house.
All right.
For the guys is. Happy dad, life's not so bad. That was a dad joke.
Yeah, that was very daddish.
That was very daddish.
Oh, my goodness.
Guys have feelings too, you know. What about us?
Shut up. No, you don't. Be a man.
You're wrong for that.
Definitely want to thank Schizo for joining us today, man. You know, it means a lot to us.
I had a blast.
Where can the listeners find you?
Everything is Who is Schizo.
Everything.
So WHOISSKITZO.
And that's Instagram.
Everything. That's Instagram, YouTube. SoundCloud, Apple, Spotify, YouTube.
All right.
Twitter. You know? Twitter, yes. Okay. You know, I got the Twitter finger sometimes. Okay. You know?
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. I definitely want to have you back again.
Yeah.
You know?
Even just let me know.
Definitely, definitely. Even with the show at Pianos, make sure you guys go
February
check that 15th, out.
Yes, February 15th, Pianos. Check me out.
No,
you know, creep me out.
No, a Valentine's Day special, you know. Yeah, right, you take your girl, like, all right, I'm going to take it to the Skid Row show.
Right. Get a little crazy.
I'm going to be outside the show selling googly eyes.
Everybody's standing for a role play.
I'm going to be weak. Oh, man. I'll be laughing during the set.
I'm like, the fucking us celebs. Googly eyes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. All right. This wraps up this episode. I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, a.k.a. Nostalgia.
This is Steffi Nomadic Artist.
This is Dre on motherfucking drums.
This is Who is Schizo?
No. Yeah. Yeah.